Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America, and we're so delighted to have you on the show today. It is April 17, 2015, 2 p.m., and my name is Fayla D'Elica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Once again, we have a special guest with us, as we do every week, and we're looking forward to the great information that Mr. Donald Kelly will be sharing with us today. How are you doing, Mr. Kelly?
I'm doing great. I can't complain. It's another great day in paradise.
I know that's right, especially being South Florida. It's so hot, but thank God we have the beach right next to us. So we're so delighted to have you on the show today. As Mr. Kelly was telling us, as he's the world's greatest sales coach, so he's going to give us some great insight on how we can take our businesses, our lives to a different level, knowing how to do a sales pitch. So today we'll be getting some information for all those business owners out there. Make sure you tune in and listen up to what Mr. Kelly has to share with us today. Mr. Donald Kelly is an award-winning speaker, sales coach, and host of the Sales Evangelist podcast. With his years of sales experience and the expert guests he brings on his show, Donald offers struggling, inexperienced sellers and entrepreneurs the tools to bring their income and careers to a top producer status. His podcast also recently received national recognition from Entrepreneur Magazine, Huffington Post, Yahoo Finance, and the South Florida Business Journal as an emerging entrepreneurial podcast. When he's not traveling the country evangelizing the message of effective selling, offering workshops, or coaching clients, Donald loves to spend time with his beautiful wife soaking in the South Florida sun. So, Mr. Kelly, we are so delighted once again to have you on the show. Now, please tell us, how did you get started in this journey of becoming this wonderful sales evangelist?
Well, it was actually through a friend of mine. Well, long story short, in the previous company I worked for, I was a sales rep, and we sold, services. And everyone had the title of account representative and blah, 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 account executive. And every time I went to a networking event, I just sounded the same like everyone else. So I wanted to stand out because I personally believe in order to be successful, you have to do the opposite of what everyone else is doing. So I remember Guy Kawasaki was Apple's the chief evangelist or sales evangelist at one point. It's like, you know, that's a cool ring to it. So I took that and changed my name on my business cards to Donald Kelly, the technology evangelist. And I got a lot of attention from that, and I stood out against all the other reps. Long story short, when I came to this company that I was working the software as a new rep, and I eventually started branching out, I started realizing I didn't know how to sell, and I started to learn and grow, and I developed myself and became top seller and performed well. And my friend was with me in this company, and he said, dude, he started a podcast, and he said, you should start your own podcast. And he said, you're like an evangelist. You're always talking about sales. You should be the sales evangelist. And that's how it started, and eventually build a brand around it until we have an organization, and we're here today.
Awesome, awesome. What would we do without those friends that always get us into some kind of mix, right?
Hey, you got to have them. Get the right people.
They keep life exciting and help us to really tap into our true potential. So
hey,
now with the experience that you've had, you went from tech evangelist to sales evangelist, and now you're getting national recognition. What were some of the things that you've gained along the way that helped you to understand the art of selling?
The main thing that I understood, that I came to recognize in the whole process was the simple fact that anyone can sell. I have a firm belief that anyone can sell if they have a desire to sell. That's the only caveat. Because it doesn't matter how much we can train you, it doesn't matter how much we coach you, no matter how much information we give you, until you have the desire to be a best seller or to be a seller, amazing salesperson, and to grow your business, it won't happen. You have to come with that drive and that passion. And I had the presumption, like the idea for years, that in order to be this top seller, that you had to be, you know, really good looking, and you know, you had to, you know, just be the popular kid on a block. Came to see that was totally false, because all the people that I met who were really successful in sales didn't fall into that category. So it changed my It was a big paradigm shift, and then I realized if you follow basic fundamentals, you can truly thrive as a seller. And I started teaching that, and I started evangelizing because I want everyone to feel that way. I want everyone to do that. I want everyone to be successful if they have a desire to sell.
Wow. Now, as you took on this journey, what kind of books were you reading? How did you educate yourself? Did you take workshops, seminars? Did you teach yourself by reading and listening to different people? Like, what was your strategic plan in getting yourself personally at a top producer?
All of the above. I had to first recognize that I didn't know anything, because that's something a lot of salespeople, we are very, we become confident individuals. And sometimes some people are too confident. And you got to recognize that you don't know everything. So mm-hmm. I humbled myself and I got to listen and watch other sales professionals who were doing really good things, people who were being very successful, because you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Just go and see what's working and learn from others. And really good top producers, really successful people, they're willing to share and tell you so that you can perform as well. I started reading books, so sales books. I would get sales books, go to the library, download them, get them on iTunes. You know, I even have an Audible account, which I still use today. That's how I get a lot of my books. Knowledge is by listening to them through Audible. But I highly recommend that you do so. And then the other part was watching YouTube videos, learning from other experts in the field, watching what they do, take part in sales training courses, seminars. The more I did that, the more I incorporated the things that I was learning and acted upon them, the more I started to see a difference in the performance and how my performance level started to rise. So I highly recommend all of the above. Anyone out there who's doing a business, if you're in sales, if you are coaching, if you are an entrepreneur thinking about starting a new gig, you got to make sure that you learn from other people. Don't try to go out there and do it yourself, because if you try to do it yourself, you're going to really put yourself out, and mm-hmm. it'll be tough. But rely and get some help from other people who've been around the block before and can give you some good guidance. Get a mentor, someone who can guide you along the process and help you to become effective and become a top producer in whatever you're doing.
Now, who would you say was one of your key people that you went to as far as your mentors, role models, and preparing yourself for the process?
Well, there's several people, and I think I was almost like raised by the village. But one of them in particular was a great friend of mine. He's the one I mentioned in the beginning that helped me start a podcast. And it's a mutual friend of ours, Jared Easley. Jared is a big sounding board and a big individual that I used and connected with to help me get through my launch and starting phase, and vice versa. He also relied on me on certain areas that I was able to offer advice. But he's a big supporter. And outside of Jared, I made sure I got a sales. I had a sales trainer, and this individual was with a company down here in Fort Lauderdale. Got a chance to work with him personally, and also with my company, and was able to just pick his brains and to learn from him. Mm-hmm. And that was a big help for me as well. And then obviously internal support, like internal meaning. Internally in your family unit or your close circle, my wife was a big help with keeping a vision and keeping me motivated to go forward.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we really thank those individuals who really poured into your life and supported you and continue to support you on this journey. Now, what I would ask for the rest of the show is basically give us a top secret big pointers that you would share with your coaching clients or your fellow colleagues as entrepreneurs who are in the process of selling a product or service. What is some of the things you would share with them to help them really become that top producer in their industry or in their space, so to speak?
Okay, perfect. I love it. The first thing I would say is to truly, truly figure out, is this what I want to do? Do you have the desire? Again, I can't give anyone a desire. You can't give anyone a desire. People have to, that's something internally that they have to develop, is a desire. But what I can do is to teach them. And the first thing after you have the desire is to truly understand your prospect. Truly understand them. And I'm not saying don't try to just think about, well, what is it going to take for them to, you know, don't think of it from your side and say, I want to sell them my product. So, you know, what am I going to do to manipulate it so that they can buy my product? It's that's not understanding them. It's truly getting into their shoes, understanding their business. How does that person that you sell to make money?
Mm-hmm.
Or how do they get fulfillment? So if I'm selling to another business, how does that business generate money? And what can I do to help them generate more of what they want, which is to get that money? If it's an individual, say that individual, you're coaching an individual, and that person is trying to go off and start their own business as well. What do they want? They want to start a business. They want to have success. They want to be able to feed their family. What could I do to best help them? And then once you have that knowledge, then you think about what are the challenges holding them back from doing so. When you understand this and understand all the details of that client or that prospect, and you can speak their language, they're going to be 10 times more likely to listen to you as opposed to you giving a canned pitch based on just what you think is the best. You have to find out from them what's the best. One of the things that we hear, and it gets kind of convoluted and kind of messed up a little bit, is that you need to treat others the way that you want to be treated. And that is true in a sense. You need to treat others in the business world the way that they would like to be treated based on the fact that every individual have different needs that need to be fulfilled. You need to understand what those needs are and give them fulfill that need. So, for instance, if you, for instance, are trying to, I don't know, create a business, and I'm not trying to create a business. I'm just trying to get confident enough to go and, I don't know, become an athlete. And if you're a coach, you can't coach us on the same exact thing. You want to start a business. I'm trying to become a top-performing athlete. Understand my needs and speak to that need. And the same thing for the business, for someone who's trying to develop a business. I know that's a weak example, but the concept and the way that they would like to be treated. All of us are human beings, but all of us are uniquely different and built differently and have this different desire. So understand the needs of the individual and then be able to speak to that need. So that's what, so the first thing is, one, have the desire. Two, now, understand the individual, understand their needs and how to speak to that need. Now, it comes down to speaking that need, speaking towards that challenge, towards that pain. Whenever I hear someone like a sales pitch, a lot of them are saying just things like, I can help you to reduce costs and I can help you to reduce expenses, or I can help you to get more motivated. I can, yeah, whatever. That's fluff. Again, everyone else is saying the same exact thing. In order to be successful, I said this a little bit ago, you have to do the opposite of what everyone else is doing. So incorporate your message that it stands out when you're speaking to someone, that it doesn't sound like this. All the other sellers out there, you want to say something to the nature that speak towards that pain. So you might say, so if I understand that the pain, again, is you're an athlete trying to get into the pros, and I'm going to coach you on that. You know, you want to use things that are going to jump out to them. Use pain words or frustrating words. I would say that's one word, frustrating. You might say concerned, overwhelmed. Instead of all the happy-go-lucky, I can help you be happier. You might say most of the clients I work with, they're frustrated because they know that they can perform at a much level, better level, but don't know how to. They're concerned that if they continue at this pace, they will never get a chance to get into the pros. And they're overwhelmed with running their daily lives and their family, that they don't have time to dedicate all the things towards becoming a professional athlete. I don't suppose that sounds like you, does it? Then that individual will be able to say, wow, he understands my needs. He understands my challenges, my pain, because that's exactly how I feel. And when you use the challenging words or those pain words, those concerning words, it caused them to really to go back to think about that situation that they're in and feel that you really understand that, as opposed to saying, I can help you be happier and to be a better athlete. When you are able to articulate the pain in your message and speak to those, it causes them to want to believe you more. I know I've been ranting for a little bit there. I gave 3 points. Does those make sense so far?
And the reason is because I think the challenge is, you know, I meet entrepreneurs and I meet, especially my niche is working with speakers. So they have a passion, they have a drive, they want to share it, but yet not realizing that there's a business component to it. And the challenge is to help them to understand that, you can have a store, you can have a business, you can have a passion, but you have to remember the business aspect of it. And the business aspect of it is that you have to identify what is that need for each, with each individual you meet with. Because, yes, I work with speakers, but each speaker that I work with has a different need. They're, at the end of the day, all of them want to share their voice and make a product line and services or whatever the case may be. But yet the way I get them to share their story, the way I get them to put that unique competitive advantage to their business is where the challenge comes from. And that's where their sales pitch comes in, because they have to make their sales pitch. Just like you said, it has to be different from all, you know, what makes you a life coach different from another life coach? What makes you a motivational speaker from another motivational speaker? What makes you whatever product you're selling as a seller, what makes you stand out and be unique?
Yeah, it has to be there. You have to have that sense of uniqueness. And let me just give you a personal example for me. Like, you know, when I work with, like, my speaking coach and so forth, one of the things that I really love, and you kind of mentioned as well, is the fact that that person is able to truly, they have a conversation with me. My coach, before I even started working with her, she understood me. She knew me. She knew some of those difficulties that I was going through. She knew that I knew how to articulate myself, but she knew that I had the other challenges of how do I better organize a speech? How do I better present that speech? And was able to speak to those challenges that I was facing. And it helped me to say, well, I know that this lady knows her stuff. She's pointing stuff out that I'm definitely having difficulty with. So I'd say the key part there for anyone, especially in such an intimate relationship where you're going to be working closely in a coach position, you need to make sure you truly understand that individual. Find you may have like a discovery session, as some people call it, or a needs-based analysis, mm-hmm. where you're able to sit down with them, chat, and just give that free consultative session and just mm-hmm. learn what their objectives are. And then position it. You'll be amazed, too, the more questions you ask in that session and the more that you are able to truly just show them that you care, the easier it is. It becomes a pitch to the person, because the person is going to then say, this person cares about me. Like in my case, that's what happened to me. I said, she truly cares about me. So I felt there's a more of a connection there. And you'd be amazed that most times this sales pitch or the sales connection, this conversation that people have with you, people will make a decision basically on the emotional side. Mm-hmm. Then they will confirm it with the logical decision. So I'm going to think emotionally first as the prospect, like, oh, my goodness, you know, she's so right. And that makes so much sense. And it feels like I connect with her. And I'm going to make a decision emotionally first. And then logically, I back it up and say, yeah, I guess I can pay for that. Okay, it makes sense now. It all works out. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think the other point I would like you to touch upon is, as some people are selling themselves, and I really believe that we all have a personal brand, a business brand, and we all sell ourselves, whether you're selling a product or service or whether you're selling yourself as a person. Now, how would you talk about how your brand affects your sales pitch? Because they are connected.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. They are connected. I see them as one in a sense, in the sense that people are going to identify you and based on that. Let's just speak about the online side just for a second. Mm-hmm. If I see somebody online, and obviously I don't have a relationship with them yet, I see them online, I'm going to first start judging their brand based on as who they are, especially if you're mm-hmm. a coach, because everything wraps around you. I mean, in personal, if I see somebody speaking at an event, if I see them, you know, the way that they carry themselves, that brand, that image that you carry of yourself is going to truly affect the way that I think of your business mm-hmm. as something. Like if I was to go to a speaking engagement, I see somebody speaking there and they tell me, no, I'm a sales coach or I'm a life coach or I'm a business coach or, you know, whatever. What the image of you, the suit you're wearing, the dress you're wearing, the outfit you have on, that stuff, that physical brand is going to totally give me that impression, like, well, I guess she's not too professional because, you know, look at her in, you know, booty shorts or whatever mm-hmm. it might be. But if you look the part, first of all, that's important. Part there is the not just necessarily just looking the part, but the brand of you. People buy from those that know, like, and trust. So mm-hmm. as an individual who is selling themselves to other people, how could you become someone that others know, like, and trust? How could they feel this connection with you and desire to work with you further? And that comes down to you being authentic and being mm-hmm. true to yourself, being who you are. And unfortunately, your brand is not going to fit with everybody that's out there because mm-hmm. that's just the way it is. There are mm-hmm. tons of other coaches out there. But your brand will stick with a group of people, and you need to make sure that you are authentic to who you are and those people that you are ideal for, and they'll come to you. They'll gravitate towards you.
And I'm glad you said that. And the other thing is there should be no competition when it comes to – I mean, there is, but then there isn't. Because just like you said, I truly believe that there's so much in the world to live out whatever goal, dream, business they want to do. So there is a group of people connected to you. And I think the other thing is, how do you talk about the sales pitch when you're talking about your competitor? You know, like, so, okay, for instance, if I was coming to you and you were selling me a product or service, I'd say, well, what makes you different than X, Y, and Z? What kind of advice do you give when people are put in that predicament?
I had a perfect one yesterday. I did a podcast interview with a guy. It's going out in a couple of weeks. And we talked about that, and one of the things that he mentioned was the fact that there are so many people in the world, and that sometimes it's just the fact that different flavors are different folks. Like, mm-hmm. for instance, with cell phones, there's not just one cell phone out there. There, you got so many different from Apple, you got Samsung, you got Nokia, you got, you know, Microsoft, Windows Phone. You got so many different phones out there because there's so many different personalities and so many mm-hmm. different needs that people have. And different individuals. So, you know, if somebody comes to me and says, you know, what separates me from them, or I get this all the time, especially when I was in software sales, when people ask me what separates your software from, you know, the other, why should I buy yours? A lot of times, I, first of all, start off with a sandwich approach. And we've heard this in so many different areas, even in Toastmasters. Mm-hmm. You do the sandwich approach. I tell them something that I feel, you know, that's a great company. You know, they've done really well with their channel partners, and they are, you know, they're out there a lot. And then I say something nice about them. Then I give them the meat. What made totally different? I said, even though they're out there a lot, one of the challenges that they have that I've learned from other customers who converted to our organization was they have X, Y, Z challenge. And then I might just finish up with saying something nice about them. You know, but if you're looking to, or an organization that's great with channel partners, I would say definitely go with them. So, I mean, if somebody asks what some of the differences are, that's the way I say it. I don't bash them, but I just tell them what the differences are, but I say it in a nice way. As far as, like, with sales coaching, too, I just use that same idea with the Nokia approach. And I tell them, there are so many different sales coaches out there, not all of them. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to service 7 billion people on a planet. Mm-hmm. There are so many different individuals that needs might be your needs may be best solved by them. We're not a fit for everybody. And I highly recommend that you look at other people. And if somebody is, you know, I know because I'm affiliated with other coaches, if somebody says, you know, for me, that if I feel that it's not a fit and they feel that it's not a fit too, I have no qualms recommending them to somebody else and give them like email introduction mm-hmm. just so that they can get some other people that they can look at and don't have to go and do all the research themselves. I can lead them and guide them to other people. Just like you, I have that idea of the abundance mentality. I think I have my needs met, and I feel that my needs will always be met. So mm-hmm. I can't be selfish, but, you know, and say, well, if it can't help you, then forget you. It's, mm-hmm. Or, you know, the scarcity of mindset, I can't do that. So that's what I do. If somebody asks me, you know, specifically what differentiates you from other people, I tell them what differentiates me, but I say it in a nice way with a sandwich approach. And then I also, if it's a fact of, you know, if we're not a fit, I tell them that we're not a fit. There are other people out there that could probably solve their needs better than I can. So those are some of the ways that I've done it.
Great. Now I would also like you to give us a sample of a sales pitch that you would give as your speaker, as your coach. And my audience tends to be in that industry. Give us a perfect sales pitch.
Oh, the perfect sales pitch. Oh, boy. Now, this
and then tell us, after you give us a sample, tell us what are the major elements to have in a successful sales pitch.
Okay. So, again, it depends on your industry and so forth. But in my industry, as far as being a sales coach and working with businesses and so forth, I say most of the companies or most of the individuals I work with, they're frustrated with their lack of income.
Mm-hmm.
They're overwhelmed with running their business, and they're concerned about the longevity of the organization, that they don't have they don't know how the best to take it or go to another approach. I'm trying to tailor it a little bit here because I know that you have some coaches. So let me just tailor it again. I'll just take it a little bit. Most of the companies I work with, they're frustrated because they don't know how to best take their sales to the next level. They're overwhelmed with running mm-hmm. the organization, and they're concerned with the fact that the company might not thrive. I don't suppose that sounds like you, does it? And the way that I do that, again, I understand the company or the individual's need. I state the challenges or the pain that I know they may have from my understanding of that individual. I know that they have these pains. I know that they're trying to grow their business. I know that they're frustrated because they don't know what they're doing. And then I know that they're concerned for the fact. So I put those in there, and I use those pain words. I use frustrated, concerned, overwhelmed. Again, I want to take them back to that so that they can picture in their mind and remember, oh, yeah, I do have those challenges. Or take them back to a moment when they thought about those concerns and those frustration and those concerns and feeling overwhelmed. I take them back to that. And then I ask them, I don't suppose that sounds like you, as opposed to saying, let me help you with that. And I give them an opportunity to think, because I want people to convince themselves as opposed to me convince them. By me asking them, I don't suppose that sounds like you, they start to think about it themselves and say, okay, actually, that does sound like me. That is familiar. I do face things like that. And then it just kind of gives it it's a softer way of asking, let's go to the next level. And then they'll say, actually, it does sound like me. And I say, I might follow up with something like, that's interesting. Tell me, what do you mean? Or which point sounds like you? And they'll say, well, you know, I'm just overwhelmed with this business stuff. You know, I know how to help speakers, but I have a bad time finding them. I don't know how to find people. I hate the sales side of things. And I was like, interesting. Why do you feel that why is that? And I dig deeper. And the more you dig, the more you understand. And then how can you create a package based on that particular challenge to help them overcome that? And most times, a lot of them are just afraid of rejection, that they don't want to go out there and somebody reject them to say, I'm not interested in what you have to offer. They may be a great coach, but it's just have a hard time with handling the rejection from an individual. Does that help to frame out that sales approach?
Right. I think that was great. I think you gave some great insight and helping individuals to understand, because it's not even if you're a coach. It's like at the end of the day, all of us are selling something, and it's how can you present it with authenticity and not make it so forceful in the selling process. Because one thing I've gained over the years, especially being not just being a coach, author, and speaker, but having other businesses as well, is that when you come from a relationship perspective, a human perspective, like you build that relationship. So you go into the relationship intending, of course, you're prospecting this person for a sales opportunity, but you're also building that relationship. So, you know, when you go to networking events or you have an opportunity to meet with a prospective client, it doesn't work out well. I think the importance is building that relationship, because even if the person doesn't with you, at least they can refer you, or you can have that person under your contact list that you never know what that relationship may lead to later on. So I think the value of not just being a salesperson or having a sales pitch is building that relationship with the person and having a common human interest in that person.
Exactly. The authenticity, being human, being genuine, being true.
Mm-hmm.
That it helps, and it makes it a lot easier to do this.
Wow. So what new projects are you working on? What's in store for Mr. Kelly as he's taking over the world?
We're launching a blog coming up in the next several weeks. We're going to have that. So that's awesome. In conjunction with the podcast, we're going to start Sales Evangelist TV. And we're redoing a little bit of our website. So we're going to have some more things going up there as far as some seminars and training and programs that we're working on. And the proposal that I'm working on. So a lot of fun stuff.
Exciting. How can my audience get in contact with you?
Best way to do so, just go to Facebook or, you know, Twitter. I'm always on Twitter, so you can send me Donald C. Kelly, or you can send me an email, donald@thesalesevangelist.com. That's Donald at thesalesevangelist.com.
Well, we are so delighted, Mr. Kelly, to have you on the show. As you have graced us with your presence, as you're an emerging sales coach. And I know before we know it, you'll be a world's greatest sales coach. So we just want to say thank you for stopping by, finding your hidden treasure, and coming on and speaking with the audience and sharing your great insight and perspective on how to have a great sales pitch. Well, my audience, I thank you so much for listening today. I hope that you got some great feedback and insight from Mr. Kelly on how to make sure that you take your business to the next level. No matter what products or services you are selling, you can find Mr. Kelly's contact information on our blog radio show page as well as on all our social media platforms. Once again, it is Friday, so have a wonderful day. It is extremely hot, so I am taking myself to the beach, and I hope you all get some cool weather wherever you are. And we just want to say thank you again, Mr. Kelly, for being on the show and wishing you all a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you.
Every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern time in the wonderful United States of America. Oh, I love being American. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.